I shouldn't have bet. It didn't make any sense.
I know. It's one of those things where, like...
But, if you go to get better odds, then it's like, you're like, but I'm not going to win. What's the point? Even though I still lost.
Yeah.
But...
It's one of those things, like, you get drawn in by the big payout kind of thing.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And I didn't get paid. Anyway.
Well, that's the thing with sports betting and the odds.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. First bold prediction. Who wins the Super Bowl?
The Falcons.
Yeah?
Yes, the Falcons.
You gonna put money down on that?
I might, actually. Matty Ice is the man.
Yeah. I didn't think he could beat Aaron Rodgers, and they crushed him.
Crushed.
So, you know, maybe like...
Crushed.
Hey, Tom Brady who, you know?
Crushed.
One more?
Crushed.
I think I'd like to bet Falcons, but I think Pats win.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's tough to bet against the Pats, considering their track record, but sometimes you got to go with the underdog.
You know what? This is bold predictions. I think...
Attaboy, Mark. Way to get the spirit of it.
I think there's some kind of New England scandal.
You think there's another scandal?
They get ousted. Pittsburgh comes back in. Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl. That's my bold prediction.
That's bold.
What we do on the show.
Holy cow, that's almost too bold to even predict. To be honest.
Not a prediction, just really made up.
Hugely made up. Is hugely a word, or is that made up?
I think hugely is a word.
Hugely?
Yeah.
Let us know, guys out there. Where can they let us know, Mark?
You let us know on Facebook, where we're Facebook Live right now in Willie's World. Troy and I both shared that.
Yep.
And let us know on Instagram, Willie's World_2. They can let us know each on Twitter. I'm at mwildog30, 2 G's. Troy is twillis_7, no G's. Or you can just...
no G's.
You can just text us both if you want.
There are no G's, you're right.
We won't get mad if you text us. We'll answer the text for sure. Second bold prediction. Troy or I relive, junior hockey at least twice during the show.
100%. Maybe not, actually. I don't have any stories I plan to tell about that yet.
I'll go 100% on it. I mean, I already brought up G-Town once.
That's true. You did.
Well, I'm wearing a jersey. Mark mentions he's an athlete twice. Now, see, you shouldn't have told me this one, because I probably would. But
yeah, no. When I wrote them, I actually meant for us to, like, swap back, because there's ones about me later that you're supposed to read.
Yeah.
The ones that, but it's over now.
It's over now. So, moving on. Troy says he could beat Mark at any sport. Now, this is just Troy saying that,
mm-hmm.
Not him actually doing that.
That's true.
Not sure which one is more bold.
Ooh, I think I could beat you at any sport, though.
That's what I mean.
So that one's already knocked off the list.
Yeah, you already said it. And this one I added in myself just because it might be more bold to say no mention of the Kitchener-Dutchman 25-game win streak.
Does that count as a mention?
Which, of course, was historical.
But does that count as a mention?
No. You got one. You can bring it up once when you're boldly predicting it. So those are our bold predictions. Let us know what you think. Facebook, comment, we reply to comments.
We reply to everything.
Everything.
Any social interaction we'll reply to. We're desperate people.
And, or send us a Snapchat, send us an Instagram message. We got it all. We're social media guys.
Mark.
Yes.
Just you keep going.
Okay. We're going to get to our anecdotes, stories to tell, a wild tale from a very sane person, brought to you by coaches. Is anyone even listening to me?
Seriously, sometimes coaches, you're just like, shut the hell up, you know?
Honestly. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first. I'm trying to figure out Facebook Live quick here, because apparently there's two videos of the same thing going on our pages.
Delete one, no?
I don't know. that's how it works. I wonder. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, I'll go first then.
You go first, Marcus.
So, my cousin.
Cousin's name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy the cousin.
Cousin Jimmy. Lives up in Alaska.
Sudbury.
No, Alaska.
Oh, Alaska.
So, obviously not a whole lot going on up in Alaska. We don't hear a lot about Alaskans, right? Down here, anyways. They have this league. We call it the Saturday League. And every Saturday, Jimmy and his friends...
get Jimmy to play.
They get Jimmy, and they play hockey out on the pond. Because everything's frozen up there, right? So they have this like little pond rink. They get together. They do a little draft, all the boys in the league. Jimmy's in the league, obviously. Everyone in the town, just a little town, everyone in the town goes and watches Jimmy and his buddies play hockey. And it's like a big thing, right? The Saturday League. So Jimmy's about our age, a little younger. So he's like kind of an up-and-comer, right? And there's this older guy who's been in the Saturday League for probably like 15 years. Married, family, kids, everything.
So this guy's a veteran of the Saturday League.
Yes, veteran. So, long story short, there's this one guy, rumored to be the only guy to leave this little Alaskan town. Goes to New York, becomes a big-time sports writer for Sports Illustrated. Writes a story about how these boys in the Saturday League would be able to compete with teams in the NHL.
Is he kidding or?
No, being serious. They can skate like the wind, he says, about Jimmy and the boys. So, the NHL takes notice of this. They're just about on their All-Star break.
Yep, they are. That's true.
They say, huh, we don't like being called out like that by some bum town in, I don't know what all those are. Some bum town in Alaska, you know? Maybe we should check these guys out. Check them out. Like what they see. They send the New York Rangers up to Alaska.
A couple scouts.
No, the actual Rangers team.
Okay, yeah.
Over the All-Star break. Send the team up to Alaska to play these guys. Send cameras, reporters, the whole deal, right?
All of it.
So the Rangers, they're kind of ticked off, right? This is their All-Star break. They got to go up to Alaska and play more hockey against these bums. Anyways, they go up. It's a big thing. Jimmy and the boys.
Win.
This older guy who has been a mainstay in the Saturday League asks to be a coach. They say, hey, this Jimmy kid, my cousin?
Yeah.
We need him, his speed against the Rangers.
So they loved his speed.
They loved his speed.
Love it.
But this guy with the experience, they didn't really have a coach, right? Because they just coach themselves every Saturday.
Yeah.
So they say, hey, Carl, we need you. We want you behind the bench. It sounds like a movie, really.
It almost seems made up. Yeah.
No, it's true, though. Jimmy, real guy. Hey, listen, actually. Shout out Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter.
Good luck against the boys this weekend. Yeah, so they're playing that game this weekend. Thought about going up there, but just have too much on my plate.
Well, Alaska's a far trip.
Yeah, but there's word that whoever plays well on the Saturday team might get a tryout with scouts. The Rangers.
So they are scouting.
Well, yeah, they bring their scouts up with them.
That's awesome. So these Alaskan boys in the Saturday League
are
getting scouted by the New York Rangers.
Yeah, could be.
One of the all-time great franchises in professional
very
hockey.
Storied history.
Well, that's amazing. I don't think I have a story to top that. But,
you have any stories?
Maybe I can.
All right.
So what's the title of this again? All-time favorite sports stories?
Yes, ever.
Ever. Back when I was a youngster, I believe it was my major Adam year, so I think I was 10 or 11.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think 10 or, somewhere in there. Anyways, we had a coach by the name of Red Kelly. And when you're young, you don't think about it. You don't really know.
No.
But it turns out it was the Red Kelly of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Red Kelly.
Yeah, of Toronto Maple Leafs. Former Toronto Maple Leaf Red Kelly.
The Red Don't Call Me Blue Kelly.
Exactly. He wore the blue and white, but he was Red Kelly. And he was our coach. And I never got to appreciate the value of it, but pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. What, pretty
do you,
real.
Do you listen to him?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he was my coach, so of course I didn't listen to him. But I listened to him. Red, if you're listening today, we'll have you on next week. Big fan.
You might not be able to say much.
Maybe we'll have him on later.
Do you remember one thing he taught you? What was it? One thing. One thing must have stood out in your mind.
He always said, you know, you just got to get pucks in deep, get hard on the forecheck, throw pucks on net, crash the net, and good things will happen. He always said those four things to me. Get pucks in deep. Get hard on the forecheck. Throw pucks on net. Get hard to the net. Good things will happen.
Five things.
Well, no, the good things will happen is it's a continuation of.
Yeah, combination of everything.
Yes.
Combination.
You do those good things will happen.
Fair enough. Words to live by. Mr. Red Kelly.
Honestly, words to live by.
Well, those are our anecdotes. Hope you enjoyed the stories that were both truthful, actually. You know, we said we could make them up, but when you have great stories like we have.
Yeah. It's hard to make things up when you have great stories.
When the truth is better than a lie sometimes. That's what we bring to the show.
Truth is always better than a lie.
New segment, questions and answers. You might remember, this is a segment where we ask questions.
And we have answers. You could ask us questions too if you want.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook. We're live right now. Any comments, anywhere, we'll get them. Send them our way.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that or you can tweet us, text us. Oh, tweet us, text us, whatever you need to. We're live.
You got a question down there?
We're here. Oh,
Aaron.
Are the Leafs going to the playoffs? Well, Aaron.
You mean like buy a ticket?
I think the whole team could go to the playoffs. Yes, theoretically, they can all buy tickets to the games.
They're rich enough.
So yeah, they could be going to the playoffs, I think. Now, if you're asking, will the Leafs make the playoffs? I think the answer is yes.
Really?
I think the Leafs will make the playoffs.
Bold prediction.
Division's a little weak.
Write it down, folks.
They're playing a little well. They just lost a game, so technically they're out of a playoff spot as of last night. But lots of time. Lots of time to get back. Lots of time to move forward. Lots of time to get back, re-engage. Lots of time to make the playoffs. So, huh. Aaron, to answer your question, yes, I think they will go to the playoffs, and yes, I will think they will make the playoffs. Mark, anything to add? A rebuttal? A counter?
No. You summed it up. Good job. You're a Leaf fan, clearly.
I am. Big time sports fan. Blue and white. The Leafs.
Okay. Let's keep these questions and answers going, eh?
Yeah.
On a nice little roll here with these questions and answers.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sports mascot?
I need
name. Okay, first of all, team, sport, mascot name, and a distinct description of what the mascot costume is.
Okay.
And if you know the person underneath, feel free to share.
My favorite sports mascot is, and this is tough to do, because I'm a big Leafs fan, but my favorite sports mascot is the Philadelphia Phillies yuppie. I'm a big Leafs fan, I'm a big Jays fan, Toronto guy, but...
Yuppie.
Well, that's what he is, he's the yuppie.
Is he?
Yeah. And if you've ever seen him, he's a green guy with a big horn nose. Maybe we'll post a picture later of... The Philadelphia Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
That's his name. So he's a big, fluffy, green guy.
With a pH.
Big horn. He runs around. Horn for a nose. Big horn for a nose. And he runs around with his nose horn just being fanatical about the Phillies. And he's just a goofy character. I met him once. He gives a good, firm handshake. So that's one of my all-time favorites. Mark, before you answer, we have another question here. If we could change the Lore mascot to something else, what would it be?
Oh.
The Lore mascot currently is a hawk.
Fair enough.
And he's a yellow hawk, a gold hawk. He's a golden hawk.
Golden hawk even, eh? Wow. If I could change into anything.
Yeah.
Maybe a parking ticket.
Yeah, oh, the Laurier parking tickets.
Yeah.
We'll get you. We'll get you good.
I might as well be the mascot.
You'll be the mascot then? So we would change the Laurier mascot to you getting a parking ticket.
Yes.
Rock on. I can respect that. I think I would change it to the Golden Eagles instead of the Hawks.
But would you keep the mascot the same?
No. I would make it a Golden Eagle.
So like a... Instead is that a real hawk. Is that a real animal? A Golden Eagle?
Yes.
Only
or
bald eagles.
Or the Golden Bears. The Laurier Golden Bears. I like bears.
What about the Dancing Bears?
Oh, the Laurier Dancing Bears.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Holy cow, we just rebranded Laurier in 3 minutes and all of a sudden they're a way more popular sports franchise and community than ever before because now they're the Dancing Bears. That's amazing. Mark,
we can all get behind that.
Yeah, we can all get behind the Dancing Bears. Welcome your Laurier Dancing Bears! Boom. And then the bear comes out dancing.
Just dances.
And everybody else comes out playing.
My favorite mascot, sports mascot, of course, is the Harrison Wildcats.
Love the Harrison Wildcats, Mark.
The Harrison Wildcats mascot, of course, is Will Ferrell from the movie Old School. He's got a royal blue jersey on, Harrison across the chest.
Yep.
Double zeros, of course, and a bear costume. And what I love about him is he's really agile. Like jumping through rings of fire and stuff.
No he burned himself.
Oh, no problem for him.
Yeah, he burned himself.
You know, I heard that he was actually in the movie, was scripted for him to go straight through.
Really?
But then he hit it and he fell and he got on fire.
That would explain a lot. Because it didn't seem like, if you ever seen Old School, the movie, it didn't seem like they knew what was going
to
happen.
What to do.
Yeah.
Fact.
See, but if you notice his one arm as he jumps through the hoop. When you go watch the movie this weekend, and if you see his one arm, clearly he just sticks out to knock over the hoop.
The ring of fire. So Johnny Cash.
What I did hear, though, is that Will Ferrell actually performed the stunt.
Did he?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for him.
As a bear, though.
No, a wildcat.
Oh, it's a wildcat?
Pretty sure he yells, "Let's go, Wildcats!" at the beginning.
Pretty sure you're right.
Maybe we're going to have to throw on the movie. On the show.
Just start streaming movies on here. For people.
Maybe get more listeners. You never know.
Well, probably.
Okay, second question and second answer. Great job so far, Troy.
Thanks.
Worst name in sports.
Ooh, the worst name in sports. This is a good one.
Now, is this?
So this can either be worst team name in sports.
Okay.
Or worst, like...
His name.
Name, like, somebody is a professional athlete with this name, and you're like, ooh.
Tough one.
Like, Patrick Dudukok. Of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
O lineman. Well, not a good sports name.
Well known, dude.
Not a good sports name. But Chester Oldfield of the Cincinnati Reds.
Yep.
Outfielder.
Yeah.
Pretty good sports name.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you have to work with. Names like that.
So what was it? Patrick Dudukok?
Patrick Dudukok.
Yeah.
Of the Cincinnati Bengals. Yep. O lineman.
And then across the road. You got
Chester Oldfield.
Oldfield.
Of the Cincinnati Reds, outfielder. Yeah. Do you have any good sports names?
Staffs for those guys or anything last year?
So the O lineman, Patrick Dudukok, had two holding penalties and only played in one game. The rest he was a backup for. And Mr. Chester Oldfield, pretty laid-back player. He caught only 3 fly balls in 59 appearances. Yeah, he isn't the best player. Either of them are really the best, but
No, for sure.
They got good and bad names, so sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Right?
Yeah. My worst name comes from a minor league team, the New Hampshire Bobcats. Guy named, if you can believe this.
What league is that?
Double A baseball.
Oh, double A ball.
Yeah. If you can believe this name, Neil Kneecapison.
Neil Kneecapison.
Yeah.
I can believe that name.
Can he?
Yeah.
Well, good. It's a real name.
And how did Neil Kneecapison, what's his story? What's his background?
Okay, went to high school in Connecticut.
Ohio?
Connecticut.
Ohio.
No, Connecticut's a state.
Oh, I thought you meant Connecticut, the city in Ohio.
Is there a Connecticut, Ohio? real stuff just made up. Went to high school in Connecticut. Attended university down in Texas.
Texas State?
Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi.
Christy.
Oh, that's where they make cookies.
Yes. And then got drafted by San Francisco Giants. And then got sent to their double A team, the New Hampshire Bobcats.
So has this guy had ever had any knee problems?
No, really firm knees.
That's good. Maybe it must run in his name, his family name.
Yeah, maybe that's good what. Genes.
Good, yeah.
Good fitting jeans.
Yeah, so his knee's always free to do what it needs.
Yeah.
His knee can do what it needs.
Neil Kneecapison. Look it up, people.
Favorite sports movie, the best sports movie.
Of all time?
Mark, what is your favorite sports movie? Question. Boom. Mark, answer. Go.
Besides Mystery Alaska, which is a great movie.
MVP?
MVP's up there for sure.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Lost a little bit of its luster when I got older. Say, like, around 9 years old.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm going to say Major League. Major League 2, actually. Baseball. Major Cleveland League Indians. Two. Hate them.
They had a two?
Yeah.
I've only seen one.
Really?
Major League is a phenomenal movie.
Great movie.
Charlie Sheen in his glory days.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Wild Thing. Maybe we play Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Da-da-da-da. That's awesome. My favorite sports movie? High School Musical.
Yeah?
Yeah. Troy, for sure. Troy Bolton.
Troy.
Yeah. Great basketball player. Yeah. Better hair.
Great hair.
And even better singer. So all around, that guy is an athlete who can do it all.
Yep.
And that's probably my favorite sports movie of all time.
What a high school experience for that guy.
Yeah. You gotta kind of get your head in the game, right? Like, oh, just awesome. So that would be my favorite sports movie of all time.
Okay, fair enough.
Close second to the Friday Night Lights series. Not a movie, but that's a series of sports.
Fair enough.
So that's a close second.
Very different concepts there.
Yes. But well, they still sing.
Depends. Well, depends on the mood you're in.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, this one's a tougher one.
Yeah.
Toughest, maybe even. And our last question.
Definitely.
And hopefully our last answer.
Yeah, hopefully.
Your favorite sports quote.
Favorite sports quote.
Yeah.
Leafs win, Leafs win, Leafs win. Favorite sports quote.
Wow. How often do you hear that?
Not often enough lately, but hopefully comes back.
Leafs win.
Yeah. Favorite sports quote.
Well, fair enough.
Yours?
My favorite sports quote is, "Hey, idiot, stop the bleeping puck."
Yeah. You ever get yelled at you?
Oh, heard it all the time. Especially when I let in goals.
When did you let in goals?
About 2-3 times a game.
What games? You got to give the people some detail here, Martin. They want to hear about your stories.
And from about 2002.
And what were you playing?
Hockey.
What kind?
Ice.
What league?
Minor hockey in 2002.
Yeah.
Novice.
2002, you weren't playing novice.
Yeah, grade 2.
Come on.
Yeah, first year. Well, 2001 I started.
No.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean?
Man, not a chance.
7 years old, for sure.
Well, okay, yeah, continue.
Novice, man. My first year
in
novice.
In 2002? Seems so long ago.
Maybe 2003. Maybe I was in grade 3. Yeah, I was. Grade 3 was my first year.
All right.
2003, started. Goalie, Mark.
They wouldn't. Pucks. They, no one's yelling at you then.
Hit. No, not really.
Okay, so you're older. You're around 16, 17, 18 when people really started yelling at you for not stopping pucks, right?
Well, no.
For not stopping the bleeding puck.
I had Bricker in, like, Major Pee-wee.
When when did, else did you have Bricker?
Had him 2 years back-to-back minor hockey.
Yeah.
I think grade 8, grade 9.
Yeah.
No, grade 7, grade 8. Can you believe that?
I can.
And then in junior.
You played junior?
Yeah.
Mark mentioned junior twice,
come
people.
Woo! Wow, beta.
All right, that's all I wanted to do. Song of the day is coming up.
Speaking of beta, RIP beta. Beta's leaving.
Where's it going?
They're out of town.
Where?
Don't know. They don't know yet.
Is it something else opening up?
We don't know yet, Charlie.
I might open up a bar. I got some financial capital that came my way via the government.
Mm-hmm.
I might throw that into and open up a new club.
I'd go to it. What did you call it?
Club RM.
Club RM?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Just Club RM.
No one knows.
People will be like, hey, let's go to RM then.
RM.
Yeah. Maybe not RM. I don't know. I'll get some of that flow.
Let's go to RM.
Maybe I'll call it Puzzles.
Hey, if you guys have...
club names, let us know.
Any club names.
Alex Adams wants to know when his next feature is. Well, Adams, you sucked, so you cut.
Yeah, agreed. You didn't talk loud enough.
Yeah, nobody could hear you. Cut.
You hurt our feelings.
All right, should we play our song of the day and lyrical breakdown?
Yep, let's break down some lyrics.
All right.
What do you guys say out there? Song of the day?
What's our song of the day? Survivors, Eye of the Tiger.
Great song. Great show also, Survivor.
Yeah. Great little ditty about Jack and Diane.
And great animal, tigers.
Tigers are, you know what? Let me get to something about tigers. I think tigers should be the king of the jungle.
Wait, over which eye?
Me. I, Troy Williams, think tigers should be the king of the jungle over lions.
Why is that?
Couple reasons. One, lions live in the Havana, not the jungle.
Okay.
Tigers are jungle cats. So first point. You can't be the king of something if you don't live there, technically, I wouldn't say. Maybe. I mean, you could. But that's my first point. Tigers are more jungle kings than lions are because tigers actually live in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Second point. Tigers are a more active cat in the jungle. They go around and they hunt, gather, fish, find. They do their jumping, they're running. Lions, however, lie down and are lazy. I want my king to be a tiger, not a lion.
Fair enough.
So I think they should change it to tigers, like king of the jungle.
Officially change it to tigers.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe they have to vote or something. Maybe the animals have to vote.
Well, if I was the animals, I would get a petition going to change tigers to the king of the jungle and not lions.
You were a jungle animal, like how far up the food chain you would be?
If I was a jungle animal?
Yeah.
I'd probably be around 4 on a food chain.
Out of what? Like hundreds?
4.
4 on 4?
Yeah.
What?
No, like, there's I'm not number 4. 1. I'm not number 1. I'm 4.
Oh, so you're 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Gotcha. What kind of animal would that be?
I'd probably be a vulture. Yeah.
Vulture? Yeah. Letting other people do the work, eh?
Yeah, and just kind of attach my credit to it. And hey, thanks.
Perfect.
Love it. Thanks.
All right. So what we promised about a minute ago, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, we're going to listen. If you're listening at home, do it. We might even play it for you. We don't know. And then when we come back on the other side, we're going to break down these lyrics.
Yeah, we will. On the other side.
For the slow person here, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger is the Rocky song, basically.
Are we continuing this or starting a new one?
We can start a new one.
Okay. Segment 1's over. Mm-hmm. Guys, thanks for listening. Tune in for segment 2 on the other side, Eye of the Tiger. We're going to break down those lyrics for you.
Here we go.
Hey, do you know? Did you touch something off? Mm-hmm. Who's this guy? I don't know. Maybe. Like my stepsister.
Yeah, we will. On the other side.
For the slow person here, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, it's the Rocky song.
Are we continuing this or starting a new one?